Blog Talk Radio.
Hiya, my name is Bob Kelso and I like whores. Now, why don't I introduce myself like that? Because there is a time and a place for the truth.
Scott Enstra Network.
Welcome to Tuesday night. This is Guy Night. If the introduction to the show was a little confusing, I want you to really listen tonight. And ladies, you're welcome to listen. The show is not for children. I am taking the gloves off when it comes to lust, when it comes to perversion, when it comes to pornography, when it comes to those things that destroy men and women. All right, there's an all-out war going on right now, and this is no time to be stupid about it. Okay, for instance, the introduction about whores. We see in Ephesians 5:5 that whoremongers will not enter into the gates of heaven. Now, I want everyone to understand that anybody that's involved in pornography is a whoremonger. Do you understand? And pornography and these things that are coming through the emails, even things on Facebook, and I'm going to talk about that because, gentlemen, there's a great tactic coming after you. And ladies, I want you to listen tonight because if you love your husband, if you love your fathers, if you love your brothers and your friends that are male, and even this is involved with women, too. Don't for a moment think that you've escaped it. But it is so bad right now. There is a last-ditch effort to take out as many Christians as possible. And by doing so, they will fall by the sword. And and the way they're going to do it is that there's going to be this perversion and lust literally coming into the homes of everyone. And if you have an open door, if you are someone who is actually doing something for the kingdom, you are a target. And let me tell you that only death comes from it. Anybody who looks at pornography will experience death. They will all also experience an early death, premature death, physically, and there's also going to be a high suicide rate. Okay? Now, iron sharpens iron, and so as a man, as an adult, as an elder, I'm going to just speak plainly tonight because I care about you. I know how the devil works. I know what's going on, and I know what the end game is. And I can assure you that no matter who you are vulnerable to it. It only starts out small. It can start with a suggestion. It can start with an email. It can start with something on Facebook, right? Now, let me address anyone that may have been a prior prostitute. Okay. Jesus absolutely loves women. And we see where Jesus saved Mary, the prostitute, from being stoned. And she gave her heart to Christ. She became a new creature, a new creation. She crucified the old man to bring up the new. She consecrated herself. She dedicated her life to Jesus Christ. So many of you listening, you might have been a call girl, you might have been a dancer, you might have been someone that used the internet to take money for doing things through video camera. Whatever the situation is, the fact of your repentance and what Christ did on the cross, you've been forgiven. Okay? Now, what Satan will do, and he does this with everyone, is that there's shame, guilt, and condemnation. Now, those are actually demons. Because we've been forgiven, the price of our sin has been paid for. And as we move forward in repentance and to consecrate those things off of us, then we are to not look back, as Paul tells us. We're to walk away from it. It's done, okay? So whatever you've done, which would also mostly include abortion, because whenever you have that kind of sex play, there's always going to be a pregnancy. If you've repented, if you've asked for forgiveness, it's done, okay? God loves you. He sent his son. It's done. All right? No more shame, no more guilt, no more condemnation. Okay? Now, when it comes to prostitution, many of the women that were involved in that were horribly abused as children, were put into a position of a generational curse that caused them to be who they are. I don't think anyone just wakes up and says, that's what I'm going to be. Now, in that are man-hater demons, are demons that actually cause the women to hate themselves, and there are retaliatory demons that will then, through man-hater demons, go after men and through the sex act, humiliate them. It's a form of humiliation. It's a form of control. Now, again, I'm mentioning this is not for children tonight, all right? Now, when you have sex, you have a transfer of fluids. You have a man's seed that is deposited. I need to tell you that not only is there DNA and chromosome transfer, but there is a spiritual transfer in two ways. One, of demons, because this particular sex act, if it's out of marriage, out of wedlock, it is adultery. And fornication. So what you have is you have a man's seed, which is considered by God a precious item to be only used properly. And so what you have is an abomination. And when you've engaged sex with somebody and a man has deposited his seed, okay, then the woman now holds that seed. Her DNA starts changing. She actually gets the chromosome. She gets those things from him. Now, what takes place is if this woman happens to be a witch, gentlemen, happens to be someone that has a personality disorder, somebody who is in the occult, that deposit that you made is an item from you, from your loins. And you are now cursed. Because what this woman can do with this seed, she can remove it, she can keep it, and she can send curses after you. Do you understand me, gentlemen? And I can assure you, as the sun will rise tomorrow, that this has happened to some of you out there, and you don't know why your life sucks. You don't know why everything is upside down. Now, I'm trying to be as tasteful as possible about this. But it is the truth, and I need to bring it out, because the time is very short. And if some of you were engaged in this prior to marriage, okay, then you carried in this curse, you carried in this problem into your marriage. And if you're having marital issues, that it could be very well based in that. Very, very powerful stuff. Okay? Witches are known for getting items of you, whether it's hair, whether it's a personal item, a picture. And if they visit you, they'll also leave things behind. Okay? So you need to understand that when it comes to engaging, to becoming one flesh, this is why God was so adamant about it and it being only in marriage. Now, if you've kept yourself clean and pure, because I'll tell you that those who are virgins that come to me, and it's few, but you know what? They're out there. When they come in, and they may have a problem here or there, when I pray for them, I don't have the bad boys. They don't have these mean, nasty SOBs that come out of them snarling, spitting, and calling me names. Okay? I get things maybe like rejection, depression, something like that, but I don't get these big boys that are just that just want to rip my head off. Because they have kept themselves pure, and there has not been fornication, there hasn't been adultery, there hasn't been those things that defile the temple of the Holy Spirit that God says if you do that, he'll destroy you. Do you get it? I'm trying to bring this out as straight as possible because I'm telling you what, gentlemen and ladies, again, if you love your husbands, they need to hear this. The time is very short, and they are pulling out all the stops right now to take every man down that they can. When it comes to lust and perversion and seduction, demons that are specific in adultery, specific to pornography, even in abuse, even in those things that have to do with bestiality. Bestiality is on the rise, by the way, which is unbelievable. Then these things can carry on to child pornography, pedophilia. Okay? Now, if anyone... Now they're trying to bring laws in to make that okay. This has already been done in a couple other countries. And we know that, as Julie and I have been doing the broadcast and revealing what's going on out there, that this kind of behavior is in our government, okay, in the politicians that you see, sex trafficking, human trafficking, okay, all of this stuff is very heavy. But there's still laws in place, because these guys are never going to get caught. All right, they're going to do what they do, and the judges are going to make sure that they look the other way. But anyone that is a professing Christian, they're going to keep the laws in place to a point to make sure that they can take you down. Now, we saw recently that there was an accusation. The FBI came in and took some computers of a particular blogger. Now, I don't know the whole story, but... this is one way to set somebody up, child pornography, okay? So you need to be very careful about everything that you open up, everything that you look at when you do a search, that anything that could be tagged, because the NSA, the CIA, Google, all these guys are documenting and watching everything, and any little thing that they can get their hook on, whether it is factual or not, they're going to use it against you. Do you understand that? All right, now, you also need to understand when it comes to pornography, these pornography sites, that some of the reasons that, you know, I hear people all the time that have been involved with it. They're dealing with viruses, crashes their computer, all kinds of stuff. Well, what's going on is I actually talked to a pornographer about this. So what is going on here? If you guys are trying to entice people to come in and make money off of them, why are you crashing their computers? Isn't that, you know, that's counterproductive? And they said, it's not us. It's countries like the Chinese who make these counterfeit pornography websites to lure people in so they can hack into their computers And one of the main targets is for the lonely soldier, often in other countries. Okay, do you get it now? So that way somebody that's in the military and maybe even on a military computer would willingly go to a website they know they shouldn't go to, and the firewalls are then breached. And so when you have the normal consumer of pornography, their computers are breached, and now all of a sudden they're getting billed for things that they didn't do, and money's being taken out of their accounts, and just you name it, it just happens. And it's also part of gang stalking. Gang stalking is also very, very much tied to this, because once they have you, you need to remember that everything you do on the computer is logged and held in memory forever. Now, for instance, whenever I post a show on Facebook, and I don't like Facebook, but it's a way of reaching people, then if I post a thing on Facebook and the picture that I want doesn't come up, that's it. I'm done, because it stays in place that the IP address that is posted that links to my show will always be there. It cannot be deleted. So it's a crapshoot. Whenever I throw something in there, whatever comes up, that's what comes up, and I can't do anything about it. There's sometimes you'll see a show on Facebook and there's no picture, or it's a picture I didn't pick. I can't do anything about it, because everything you do on Facebook is never erased, never deleted. Now, let me get into something here. Okay. Now, I have quite a few on Facebook, not as many as some of the other talk show hosts. Okay, some are up there at the 5,000 mark. You know, they got 4,999 or something like that, and which is maximum when you go to 5,000. But what I've noticed in the past couple of weeks, the people that have been wanting to befriend are actually those who are prostitutes. And there's two ways they'll come in. They'll make it look like they're just a regular Joe, and then next thing you know, you're getting tagged with all this pornography stuff, okay? And one of the things I do is I will always see who it is and see how their page is arranged, and that's unfortunately a very tricky thing to do, because some of them have postings immediately on there that are very foul and very disgusting. And when I look at them, I immediately determine whether they have all male friends. That's your first clue. And gentlemen, I need to tell you that the last one that I was observing to see who was on there, there was a lot of common friends that were attached to me. And when I went and looked at some of these friends, they were married men. They were men who had wives or some family relation with pictures. And gentlemen, look, you're being ensnared. You're being hoodwinked. You're being pulled in to death. So I want you to go through your Facebook files and your friends, and I want you to get rid of every one of them. Because from now on, if I see anybody that's attached to me that is attached to them, you're gone. And good luck. Now, the opposition would love nothing more than for me to have that tagged on my website, that just like any time of a politician that runs for office, they find dirt on somebody. That's what's going on out there. And I'm calling their bluff. This is unacceptable, and I will not tolerate it. And I'm warning every man and woman, too, by the way, that this is taking place, and it is accelerating. There's an all-out war against Christians. If they can do anything to make you look at the opposite of what you're calling yourself, they will use it, and that's what they're doing. And the next step would be, it isn't just prostitution, it isn't just pornography, but it's going to be pedophilia, it's going to be bestiality. And I want you to have a heads up for this, to keep your eye on it, that that's what's coming. And if you see anything that someone's trying to be friends with you, and you see any of that, walk away. Because you need to remember that everything that you look at, everything that you click on, is documented, and you never get rid of it. Now, if you have an open door, if you are not walking clean, if you're already still going through deliverance, have not been through deliverance, and you've got lust issues, the moment that you witness any of the things that come up on your screen, there can be a massive download of demons. I cannot tell you how many men that I have worked with, and even women, by the way, that have told me that when they've opened up a picture, they felt something come into them, and they never felt the same again. And now their wife's behaving really weird. Or now their wife is a bit hypersexual that she was not before. And I've even heard cases where the wife then started cheating on the husband. Why? Because there was a transfer of demons. The devil doesn't play fair. And any time that you start dealing with sex, then you're dealing with the temple of the Holy Spirit, and all bets are off. Do you understand? Now, there's also one other thing that's going to be taking place. Now, some of you are familiar with astral projecting. Okay? Some of you are familiar with what's called wet dreams. Astral projecting can be done by those witches, and men can do it too, because homosexuality can be involved in this. And by the way, this does include homosexuality. You may not have that desire, and all of a sudden you start thinking about it. And by the way, gentlemen, if you think two women together is sexy, you've got demons, pal. That's lesbianism. That's perverted, period. It is not sexy. It is not hot. It is not cool. It is disgusting, and always has been, and always will. But I want you to know that the next generation of perversion is coming through astral projecting. Meaning that these people, whether they're reptilian, whether they're human, whatever the situation is, that those people that they're targeting, they're going to send somebody through the spirit realm to come into your dreams and have sex with you. And the reality of the dream would be so incredible that you will think it's truly happening. That's because that is astral projecting. The military calls it remote viewing. Comprende? Now, as soon as something like that, if it starts to happen, you rebuke it. You do not accept it. And if it's taken place, then you renounce it and you ask for forgiveness. You also stand in the name of Jesus Christ that you close the door that came in to never be opened again, to close and seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Okay, and then I'm going to talk, in fact, probably tomorrow night, what I'll do is I'll have Julie on, and we'll talk a little more about astral projecting. But I need you to understand that when these are demons that are doing this, okay, that beautiful creature that came to you in your dream, do you know that's a big, fat, ugly, disgusting frog that stinks? Did you know that? The demons of perversion, the demons of lust, the demons of sex, when sex is out of order, they are disgusting creatures that basically sliver along the ground, hop, and just make a defilement of everything. They are horrible. If you truly could see in the spirit realm these things, you would throw up. You would jump in a shower and you wouldn't come out of the shower because you couldn't get it off of you quick enough or enough. Okay, ladies? If you have wet dreams, if you have things that come to you, you're being defiled by a incubus. And in that particular spirit, succubus for men, incubus for women, in that particular spirit, they can leave a deposit too. And some of you who have had outer body experiences where you have been literally taken like an abduction. You know, you now have DNA from these horrible things. It's not your fault. You're not being held accountable for it. It's not my point. My point is that this is why it is so important for us to walk in the Spirit and to be clean and not have open doors, because all stops are out. All stops are pulled. It is go, go, go for the spirit world to come after every man, woman that is a professing Christian that is doing the work of God. And we have a decision to make. We make a decision who we're going to serve. We make a decision what we're going to accept. We're going to make a decision on what we reject. And if we are children of the Most High God, then we recognize evil for what it is. Okay? For instance, in Matthew 5:28, if anyone has lusted in their heart, they've already committed adultery. So that means in your dreams, that means in your pornography, that means in your actions, you have committed adultery. And I need to go back again, that anybody who keeps continuing the same thing over and over again, that's the definition of a whoremonger, someone who is so attracted to prostitutes that they keep going to them, that they will not inherit the kingdom of God. And any church that teaches you, you cannot walk away from your salvation, is lying to you, because that's what these scriptures tell you. And I am not happy with the church, because they have done you such a tremendous disservice, that the people that call me and that I pray for and come into this office, their lives have been absolutely turned upside down. They're heartbroken. They're ready to walk away from God. They're so demonized that they have nightmares, night terrors, these terrible sex demons that come to them and literally rape them at night. I can remember one of the first women that I dealt with that was being abused like this. She would receive injuries so bad that she would have to seek medical attention. And even a rape kit in the emergency room was used because they were thoroughly convinced that she had been raped. But no DNA was extracted, because it was a spiritual being manifesting in the physical. That's how bad it's going to get. Now, the other thing is, some of you have experienced constant reactions in your loins, in your groin area, in your privates, where the demons are still there. The demons cause reactions that you then become, you know, hypersexual, and or excruciating pain. I've seen this. I've seen many cases where women have just literally fallen to the ground in pain because it was inside their ovaries, inside their vaginal walls, and they were clawing and kicking and biting and doing everything horrible to not come out. And that's a terrible place to be. And the double unfortunate thing is that these women were victims. They were molested, they were raped, they were abused as children. They did not deserve what is happening to them. And since the churches are denying the power of God, then these women have gone all of these years without deliverance. And these horrible things have been abusing them over and over and over again. And I know that many marriages are like this, but you're too scared to tell your spouse. And believe me, this is for men too. Men can be completely possessed by a sex demon, and the woman will absolutely think that the man is an incredible lover. He is a stallion. He's a powerhouse. No, it isn't. In fact, some of the things that the reports that I've got are absolutely not humanly possible. And now the woman is never satisfied again. Be- because now she thinks that there's a man out there that can still satisfy her the way this individual did that took off on her 2 years ago. But she has no idea that it was a demon using his body, acting out its ugly nature through his sex organs into her. And she didn't know the difference. Plus, there was a transfer of spirits. And by the way, what else happens? Soul ties. Okay? Now, when you engage in sex, you become one flesh. That's why this should only take place in marriage. And now you have a demonic soul tie. You do not have a divine soul tie, not the soul tie that God intended for men and women to have as married couples. And so now the woman, let's just go this route, is continually lusting and wanting this particular lover because she has a soul tie with him. And the demon transfers that took place gave her the fireworks that she never had before. And now some time has gone by. She's remarried or finally married. And no matter what her husband does, it doesn't work for her. She constantly is lured. She's constantly desiring. She's constantly thinking of that lover. And even during the love act with the husband, that's what she's thinking. And unfortunately, the man doesn't understand what's going on either. And believe me, that's one of the worst things that you can do to your husband is to make him think less of what he is. Now, do you see how the devil works? Okay, that incident took place several years ago, but the after effects are still destroying the marriage. And what needs to take place is a deliverance. What needs to take place is to break any curses, to cast out any demons, and to break any of the soul ties, to sever them, so the individuals can go back to being who God intended them to be, so you can start all over again. But until that takes place, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's going on across this country right now. That's what's going on across the world. When Julie talks about, you know, those in Congress, those in the House and the Senate, those in the executive branch, those in the military, those in that are doing all of this, just think how screwed up they are. They're a mess. And they're never going to get deliverance because they deny that the true God of the Bible even exists, and or they believe that Lucifer is their God. Now, let me get into another thing here. Freemasonry. Freemasonry in its oaths alone cause men to be in such bondage that they then separate from their wives emotionally. So let's say that you have a marriage that actually is pretty good. The sex life's good. You know, the one-on-one is good as far as, you know, being able to communicate and talk and share your feelings, you know, all the stuff that supposedly makes a marriage work. That because the men have taken oaths, they have taken an oath to emotionally separate themselves from their wives, and that everything from that point forth on that oath, that everything will be in secrecy, that the wife will never be included in anything that the husband does. All right, that flies in the face of what God intended. So it's already an abomination. Plus, we're told not to take oaths. Now, since Freemasonry goes all the way back to Babylon and all the perversion that took place then unfortunately there are sex demons that come in with Freemasonry. And so now you have a high pedophilia rate, you have a high incest rate, you have a high infidelity rate, you have all kinds of sexual issues of those in Freemasonry, which includes pornography and all the other things, and whores, okay, prostitutes. And so now you've perpetuated everything. Everything continues in this cycle that's out of control that spirals downhill. And like the passengers on a plane, when a plane, you know, it doesn't matter what airline it is, if it's going straight down, nobody survives. And the whole family's devastated, including the children all the way down. And a high suicide rate also is part of this. And when you commit suicide, that in itself is an abomination. And I don't care what the churches say, because you are not to murder. Your life is not your own, and you have a job to do, and defying and being disobedient and rebellious to doing what God called you to do, and that you've destroyed the temple of the Holy Spirit, believe me, it doesn't set well with God. And in that, with the transfer of demons that come from the husband or the wife that commits suicide, the demons transfer immediately over to the children. So now the kids and potentially the grandchildren now are going to be dealing with the same horrible curse that the parents had. How terrible. And what's really sad is this doesn't need to take... Look, we all make mistakes. We all screw up. We all do something so stupid that we just can't believe that we did it. But the blood of Jesus Christ covers that. There is no sin other than blaspheming the Holy Spirit that Christ didn't cover. All past, present, and future sins are covered in the blood of Jesus Christ if you repent. Ask forgiveness. Give forgiveness. Get rid of that anger. Get rid of that bitterness. Get rid of that resentment. Don't carry it. It's a stronghold for demons. Demons are a problem, people. There's billions of them. And my understanding that only 10% of the potential demons are loose on us right now. That the other 90% will be released in the last days. So you think it's bad now? You think you got depression, you think you got anxieties, you think you're dealing with anger? You ain't seen anything yet. And I can assure you the target, first off, is those professing Christians, those who are actually bond servants. Now, we know, too, Leviticus and Deuteronomy, when it talks about blessings and curses, that that when... you do not deserve a curse, they say it does not land on you, does not not alight. Well, I beg to differ with you. Because this is one of the things that happens with the generational curses. They can go to the third and fourth. Now, do curses skip? Yeah, they do. Why? Don't know. They just do. They can. But sometimes what the demons will do, and this is just my take, that if there's a fairly large family, maybe just a couple kids, and one child in particular was really set apart, that they were going to be doing something extremely powerful in the last days, that the one that wasn't called, we're all called, but there are some that God knows because he's omnipresent, he's omnipotent, right? He knows everything. And so he knows who's going to be obedient. And the ones who are obedient radiate in the spirit realm. And the demons know that. They know by looking at you who you are, even before you decided to serve Jesus Christ. And so the one that is not a servant, they already know this one's going to hell. And so what they'll do is they'll divert that curse over on to the one that is going to be serving God. Now you know why there are people who love Jesus and those people who are trying to do everything they can and their life is a mess. They're getting their rear end kicked every time they turn around. That is what's going on. They're doing everything they can to take you down, to keep you from being the man and woman of God that God intended you to be for the last days. And because the church didn't teach spiritual warfare, didn't teach about curses, doesn't do deliverance, you're paying the price for the ignorance of those in the church. And how terrible that is, because, again, Jesus paid for everything. But it is us as warriors, as fighters, as those as bondservants of Jesus Christ doing the Great Commission to move forward are the ones that can take back what the enemy has stolen. So this lying, this deception that has been perpetrated in the churches, it was for a reason, and that's only to keep you in bondage. And I've been teaching on that. I've been telling you that. And some of you don't like it, and some of you went away, but you know what? Here we are. We got boots on the ground with foreign troops. We've got UN police actions ready to be brought on to us. We've got already assaults on policemen in California from jihad. We've got people being beheaded. I just saw the Taiwanese incident. What a terrible thing that 4-year-old girl was beheaded. And I noticed they didn't show the picture of who the guy was. I don't know if he was a Taiwanese or Chinese or whatever the deal was. But when it comes to that, Muslims are usually in the middle of it, and or it's the same spirit. Because remember, I told you that these 30,000, 35,000 stainless steel guillotines that have been distributed all over the world, including here in the United States, most likely will be operated by the Muslims, because that's what they do. Now, in order to take you and me out, that the only potential entry would be lust, pornography, perversion, fornication, adultery. And this is why I'm bringing this up, because this is where the battle's being taken to, and I want every man and woman to understand what's truly going on here. I want you as married couples to open up your accounts and start cleaning it out. Don't hold anything on your husband. Don't hold anything on your wife. Get rid of it now. Repent and come back together, because as soon as you're divided, you're taken down. Okay? So he did something stupid. Forgive him. You need to understand that the testosterone generators that were put in men, in and of itself, is almost like a curse. And Satan knows that, and he uses that. So your husband and himself, with his own personality, his own spirit, his own soul, was not like that. But the devil came along, whether he was young, teenager, young man, or did something stupid when he was married, and implanted that, and it needs to go. Because if you love your husband, you want to keep your marriage. Now, you need to remember, ladies, listen to me. What do you think these Muslims want to do to you? Just get on the internet. Rape, jihad. Okay? Genital mutilation. So your husband is your protector, both in the physical and the spirit realm. This is the time to get cleaned up, get the junk out of you, repent, cast the demons out, break the curses, and have the hand of God upon you to divinely direct you in the direction that God has called you to be, without the incubus and the succubus spirits, all of the things that are there to destroy you. Gentlemen, I'm telling you, if they get through you, you may love your wife, but you're suffering. You're dealing with perversion. You're dealing with lust. You don't like it, but you're bound. You love your wife, but you need to understand that when the demons come for you, if they haven't already, when they take you out, your wife is going to be left by herself. Do you understand me? You love your wife. You fight for her. You fight to the death. And that means in the spirit realm. Now, before I go here, I'm going to pray. And I want you to listen to how I pray. happen because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of this garbage that was just sent to me. If any of the assailants are listening who sent me this crap, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to take it and I'm going to bring it up and I'm going to show who you are. Now, you're probably a CIA operative. I really believe that that's what's going on. But I'm telling you what, I'm going to fight fire with fire. I am not going to cower. I am not going to pretend that this didn't happen. Ladies and gentlemen, the last defense of this world is us as Christians. And Satan knows that. Because we have all power and all authority over the wiles of the enemy. And by the way, God is in control, but because of what Jesus did, and before he returns, it's us right now that are in the battle. And then God will finish it when Christ returns. There's going to be some rear ends kicked. We know that there's going to be billions of people who will perish. My goal is to make sure that it isn't you. You may lose your life, but you'll save it because you were in Christ. Your soul lives forever. Physical life is a flash in the pan. We go to eternity. And the lake of fire is no place to be. And who goes after that? Do you know how many times I've heard people that have experienced these things, and you can, whether you believe them or not, and I don't believe all of them, but there's been a lot of people who were famous, and their children are with them in hell right now. Because they sold their soul and they cursed the family, and now their children also paid the price. Big stuff. Very big stuff. And I know you don't like to hear it. I know this is tough stuff. But you know what? The fight is on. We're going to do this together. The goal is to run the good race, to do the will of the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what we're called to do. And I'm just telling you, this is a tactic. This is how the enemy comes in and does this. And if you deny it, if you think you can get over it, if you think what you're doing is not going to affect you, then you have bought into the lie. And that lie is going to destroy you. And it is going to destroy the people you love and potentially send them to the lake of fire. I don't care what churches tell you. I don't care what these TV preachers say. I deal with this every day. I talk to people who are demonized, demon-possessed. Their lives are ruined. We get the demons out. Their life changes. Now, here's another thing. With the potential of the psychotronic weapons, and remember I talked about astral projecting, I'm going to kind of put those two together, that maybe some of this might be what's going on. Now, I don't have any proof of this, but when it comes to psychotronics, that means that it is radio frequency, it means that it is microwave, it means it's Wi-Fi, it means that it is a electronic means, whether even ELF, extremely low, that what Julie puts together for radiation protection, electromagnetic protection of the radio waves, the SOGAR stones that she makes. You know what? She's made a couple for me, and I make sure that I have them on, and I make sure that I keep them charged the way that she told me to do it. Because if they're going to use these weapons to get into my head, I want to make sure that I deter it, I stop it, I block it, I lessen it to any degree that I can. And if that technology is available to us, then I'm going to use it. So if you get a chance, you can go to SOGARstones.com, or you can go to my website and see the link. Either way, Julie does this, and I'm going to make that part of the arsenal for this in times, because the microwave technology, these cell phone towers that are fake, the potential of death, potential of insanity, the potential of extreme pain and burns, too, by the way, from these things, is now starting to surface. I've been seeing cases of it. And this is one of the weapons that they have. They also have a mobile. So otherwise they can, if there are any cell towers that are designed to do this, then they can move them over to that area. Now, with psychotronics, they can project into your mind. You can hear thoughts. You can hear voices. You can have thoughts. So why not have perversion? Why not give you those dreams? Why not put you in a position where you then act on them, allow the demons then because of your sin, and then all hell breaks loose in your house? I'm just telling you, that's a possibility. And I take it very seriously. There has been an escalation upon me for gang stalking. There's been some really weird things happening here. And Julie has been under fire. Her and I warred last night. And I'll just have her talk about that tomorrow night. But I'll tell you what, there were some big things that happened. And I know that there's an attack on me right now. And that's why I'm bringing this up. And ladies and gentlemen, if they take me out, then you're not going to get a lot of the information that you've been hearing. Whether you believe in me or not, I'm one more instrument for the last days to stand against the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. I have no choice. I'm not going to turn around and go back. I can't cower down. I can't leave because I've gone too far. I've been a servant of Christ, and therefore the demons want to take me out. Plus, it's just who I am now. It's who I am. I don't know any other life, and that's the way I'm going to keep it. Because if I stop or if I'm taken out, let's say we've got another 6 months or a year, there could be hundreds of, if not thousands of people won't hear what I have to say, won't know about deliverance, won't get their demons cast out, and won't be able to stand in the last days. So I want to just remind everyone right now, man or woman, that perversion and lust are the main keys to take down Christians. Whether it comes through Facebook, whether your searches, emails, or chat rooms or whatever you're involved with, be very, very careful. And remember that everything's documented and everything can be held against you. Because the moment the accusations, and who's the accuser of the brethren? Satan. Make sure your nose is clean and that you're walking in the Spirit and you don't have any open doors. All right. All right, so Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, those things that I have talked about, those things I have brought up, those things that are important for us to know in our spirit that we should not be engaged with, we should not receive them, they are not a part of us. That, Father, our bodies, the temple of the Holy Spirit, is made in your image. That in the name of Jesus, Father, that we stand in purity. That anything that is of lust, anything of perversion, anything of pornography, anything that is of incubus and succubus, anything that brings a defilement against us, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break, I bind, I rebuke, and I render to no effect in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every demon to come up now to stand to the judgment of God in the name of Jesus Christ. The finger of God calls up every demon, every disgusting, foul, unclean spirit to face the judgment of God right now in the name of Jesus. And right now I bind you, I rebuke you, that I break every hold, every power. You cannot communicate, you cannot transfer power, you cannot assist. You are isolated in the name of Jesus, and as you come out, you will come out of every part. You will not splinter off. You will not leave anything behind. As you go to the pit, you will take your curses with you. Go in the name of Jesus. And Father, right now we close and we seal the doors with the blood of Jesus Christ. And anything that is disobedient against the man of God right now, Father, I call upon the Holy Spirit to come down like fire and burn them up. Father, I call your warring angels now to encamp around every man, woman, and child that may be listening to this broadcast, that as they draw their swords, that they take down anything that is not of you. That in the name of Jesus Christ, any curse, word curse, spoken curse, witchcraft curse, anything that came from past sins, anything of generational curses, anything, Father, thou, that would leave an open door, that would give a legal right, that through their repentance, through their renouncing and asking forgiveness, that their legal rights of these demons are broke, canceled, void, rendered to no effect, that I command everything to come out of the man and woman, out of the children, the grandchildren. I break the generational curse, the perversion off the bloodline and all future generations, that every demon bound as one come out and take their curses, everything under the authority they're under now goes in the name of Jesus. And now that these areas are void and empty, Father, we ask for the Holy Spirit to just descend down upon these people. Just come down, and may they feel the warmth and the love that they've never felt before. Now that they are purified, now that they are cleansed, now that they are made right and can stand before you in righteousness, that we place them under Psalm 91, that in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, that their ear gates and eye gates are now cleansed, are now purified, that they are now reset back to the men and women of God that you've intended them to be, that they have the mind of Christ, that anything that they visualized, anything they saw, anything they heard, no longer is a part of them, no longer affects them. And any demons that were tied to that, go in the name of Jesus and get out. And Father, right now we close the third eye. Anyone that has been activated by the occult, by those things of Freemasonry, those things of spiritualism, of necromancy, those things of divination, witchcraft, and sorcery, we close the third eye, Father, that is their mind, their brain is surrendered to you, that the dreams and visions they receive only come from you. The words of knowledge they receive only come from you, Father God, Jesus Christ. And so, Father, right now, when they do sleep, that in their dreams and visions, as you come to them, that they will hear your voice, and you tell them that you love them, that you are proud of their obedience, you're proud of their deliverance, and that you have a job for them to do, and reveal to them their destiny for the last days. And in this, Father, that they can be renewed, their spirits refreshed, their bodies aligned, the health is restored, everything of a defilement that was causing illness and sicknesses leave in the name of Jesus, that every breath they take brings restoration to the cells with the oxygen that comes in. And as they exhale out, Father, that there will be praises of utterances of you on their lips. And for this, Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. And Father, for ungodly soul ties, anything that was bond between them and the people in the past, any soul tie they may have with a particular pornography situation, that is severed right now, that the Holy Spirit goes out, brings those fragmented parts of them back, cleans, washes them in the blood of Jesus, and returns them back that they can be whole again. Restore their hearts, the wounded fragmented parts, the altars, the little girls, the little boys that are hurt, to mend them, to heal them, that they now can be fully restored to be, again, the men and women of God that you have intended them to be. And so, Father, we thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Father, again, that they can just relax and be still and know that you are God. And, again, Father, may they know that your hand is upon them 24 hours a day. And whatever visitations were coming to them at night, that, Father, anything that tries to return, anything that disobeys me in the name of Jesus Christ, that the warring angels will be there to cut them down. And in this, Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for listening to me tonight. I felt very strongly that we needed to talk about this. This is very serious stuff. This is actually life and death. I'm sorry if I was harsh, if I was maybe a little strong in my words, but let me tell you, sometimes it takes a slap across the face to come to reality that it's time to take care of business, and business we have to do because that's our commandment, the great commission of Jesus Christ. All right, God bless you, and good night, and Julie and I will be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.